If the world doesn't make rapid and unprecedented changes in all aspects of society, a UN report warned this month, the effects of climate change will be dramatic, and not in some distant future, in the next 20 years. But even now, climate change is still just starting to make its way into classrooms, and a lot of teachers don't have the training or the resources they need to teach it. WCAI's Samantha Fields reports.
It's a hot, sunny day right in the middle of August. A couple of teachers from Martha's Vineyard are sitting at picnic tables at the Cape Pogue Wildlife Refuge, smashing shells that have been sitting in seawater or vinegar solutions with a hammer to see how easily they break.
This one cracked more easily.
Okay. That one.
Yeah. This is a lesson Shannon Hurley has put together about climate change and ocean acidification. Hurley goes into classrooms and takes students on field trips on the vineyard for the Trustees of Reservations, which preserves land across Massachusetts. This is the first year that they're offering climate change-specific programs across grade levels.
Our big push this year is to promote our climate change packages and programming. And to do that, we wanted to make sure that the teachers and I were all on the same page. We know what they want. They know what they can ask of us.
That is why Hurley is running this workshop for teachers. Casey Hayward teaches 5th and 6th grade at Martha's Vineyard Public Charter School. And she says it's helpful to get this kind of training and support on a topic that's as new and complex as climate change.
Professional development with organizations like the Trustees is the way to continue to grow your base knowledge that you already have. So if we didn't have the Trustees doing programs like this, we wouldn't have to be doing a lot of this on our own.
Pat Harcourt says a lot of teachers are on their own when it comes to figuring out how to teach climate change. She just finished up a study funded by the National Science Foundation about climate change education. What works, what doesn't, where the gaps are. And she says the biggest gap is that
teachers typically haven't had specific training in climate change.
Nationwide, more than half of teachers have not had any formal education on climate change, not even a single lecture. That's according to a report from the National Center for Science Education. Pat Harcourt says that lack of training is a bigger obstacle than all the controversy and politics around climate change.
It's still new enough that there aren't programs in place that are analogous to molecular biology training and that sort of thing. Climate change is playing catch up.
It was only officially added to the state science standards in Massachusetts 2 years ago, in 2016. And the standards.
The standards really drive everything.
Kate Scahill is a third grade teacher at East Falmouth Elementary School. And even though climate change is not in the third grade standards, she's found ways to fit it into the things she does have to teach, like extreme weather. But she says it's a huge challenge to find resources about climate change that are on a level that third graders can understand.
I have to take whatever the science is and sort of translate it to a third grade point of view. So if there were resources out there that already did that, that would be helpful. And there may be, I just haven't come across them.
There's that challenge of finding resources. There's the fact that climate change is still a relatively new subject. And there's also the fact that there's never enough time.
Especially for, you know, a general educator, there's so much to keep us up to date on that finding time to bring in new things, even new important things, even new important really cool things, is hard to do.
But Scahill still thinks it's critical to fit it in for her students wherever she can.
They're going to be the ones in charge of coming up with ideas and solutions to our very challenging problems.
Back at Cape Pogue Wildlife Refuge, Shannon Hurley is taking the teachers through the field trip portion of this lesson that she'll be teaching for the first time this year to middle schoolers across the vineyard. For all the challenges, Hurley says, teachers and students here have one big thing going for them when it comes to learning about climate change.
Our island students have a better background, in a sense, at times, because they don't even realize that they're learning about climate change when they are learning about climate change.
That's true on the Cape, too, because it's visible all around. In the eroding dunes, in the bleached shells, they just have to learn where to look. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields.